wiki tata wi 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 wiki
Hey everybody, aloha.
Aloha.
Welcome to Hawaiian Nights on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Tanya O'Debra.
My name is Diane O'Debra.
And we have a very special guest today. Everybody, please welcome Amanda Duarte.
Aloha.
Aloha, Amanda.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
So, you have a really awesome show that happens every month called Dead Darlings. Will you tell us about your show?
I absolutely will. And I thank you for the opportunity and for having me on this show. And for you bringing me to Hawaii. That's super cool of you. I've never been to Hawaii. It's gorgeous here.
It's beautiful.
Sorry about the jet lag.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's a real bitch. But I'm like eating protein and drinking caffeine. There's some like...
water.
Science. It's just a science. I'll explain it to you guys later.
Being Hawaii makes it worth it, though. Like, if totally. You're, you know, I can be tired, but enjoy this beautiful Hawaiian sunset.
Totally. No, absolutely. It's like drugs, but without drugs.
Right.
My show, back to me, because I feel like the conversation's getting a little far from me, and I want to, like, I want to pull it on back.
Back to you.
So my show is called Dead Darlings. It is the second Wednesday of every month at Judson Memorial Church, which is a storied performance venue, which has been, you know, has great history as a dance theater and as the first off Broadway house in the Cité.
I did not know that.
It has a very interesting history. There's been a lot of performance art there, a lot of dance, and I'm very lucky to be able to have my show in the loft space of that church, which is just absolutely gorgeous.
It's lovely.
And it is a salon, a monthly salon.
Is it in France?
It is in France, where writers and artists and performers and non-performers, people who do all kinds of different things, bring in their dead darlings. It's based on the saying, kill your darlings, which is generally used for writing but can be used for lots of other things. So people bring in cut material or abandoned projects or just things that are for some reason laying there on their desktop. The lay-lie binary.
I don't know.
We'll never know because there actually is no right answer.
Every time I check, I forget the answer.
I don't think there is a right answer. Anyway, so it's great fun. And it's free. Should I just do all the plugging right now? You can go to deaddarlingsshow.com and check it out. Join the Facebook page, Dead Darlings. Your audience is like, we don't know anything about you yet. We don't know if you're interesting or funny or anything.
Trust
and you're
us.
Already like plugging the site. Like,
no, girl.
Yeah, you guys can send me money too while I'm at it.
I think you should send her money.
You can PayPal me.
Mm-hmm.
Venmo.
Yep. Just
Square.
If you see her in the street, just like hand her $20.
Yeah, cash.
I'm going to send you all my old lady crazy notes that like have been in my like desk.
Please.
Those are old.
Wait, what
darlings.
Do you mean lady crazy notes? I don't know what that means.
Just like the things that you write down, like when you write like a joke and you're just like, oh, this is a great thought.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like crazy letters you've sent to people and I was like, you kept copying?
I'm not that active.
Well, no, you two like, were already fabulous guests of the program.
That is true.
You're
we
wonderful.
We had a great time.
And you are cordially invited back anytime.
Oh, I thank you.
Truly anytime. You guys were terrific.
I do declare. Thank you for that cordial night.
We have plenty of disgusting things that we've cut from our acts that I'm sure.
I'll bet.
Your audience is super open to disgusting stuff.
They love it.
They
the worse,
love
the better.
It.
Like, the, it's like a, it's a... It, if, the more that my audience loves, the more vulnerable you are about sharing something. Like the harder it is to share it, the more
right.
sort of potentially embarrassing or whatever, the better it tends to be, the better it tends to go over with the audience, and then disgusting.
Right.
I like that attitude because I constantly embarrass myself and I'm constantly disgusting. So
I guess that's why you were such a hit.
Right. Yeah. So listen, did you bring us a present?
I did.
Because did you know that it's a Hawaiian tradition that you should bring your host a guest?
I was told that.
A waki waki waki.
It can be called that now.
Okay, now it's called a wakiwaki.
Hawaiians are going to love this.
Hula hula hey.
Yeah.
Aloha, bring us a present.
I did. I'm going to try not to let this bag crinkle too loudly on my. I did bring you a present. I brought you two presents, and they are both from the woods.
What?
One.
Is there woods in Hawaii?
There's woods in Hawaii. Yes, absolutely. One is this banana bundt cake.
What?
That I made.
I love it.
I made this at 4 o'clock this morning because
you
I couldn't sleep.
Me.
Oh, I love it.
In the woods. And then, this is actually what I'm more excited about. I brought you guys some cucumbers from my garden upstate. I grew those cucumbers. They're good-looking cucumbers, aren't they?
I'm using them as nipples right now.
They look really good.
I'm putting them as nipples, too.
Although if your nipples are green, you might be on steroids.
People like this. Yeah. People like these nipples.
Yeah, guys like that.
Yeah.
It's called a butt cake?
It's a butt cake, yes. You could put the cucumbers in the middle of it if you want to be really
butt
like...
In it?
Yeah, you put your butt in it. It actually is a little smashed. It looks like I put my butt in it, but that's just from the M train, the transit... situation from, I mean, the M train to the airport to the to Hawaii.
Right. The M train is a new thing that nobody's heard of that goes straight to Hawaii.
It is. It's like Something Wicked This Way Comes. Like Jason Robards pulls the train up. It's this like dark mystery train, and all of a sudden you're in Hawaii.
It takes 5 minutes. It's amazing.
Yes. I mean, Jason Robards is like, I'm dating myself, such an old lady reference, but...
I'm an old lady, too.
No. Are you? Well, we'll find out when you bring your old lady crazy notes to...
Thank you so much for our gifts.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoy
genuinely
them.
Genuinely so shocked.
There's a lot of me in those.
A lot in those.
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, thank
we'll give you a gift sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. Totally.
Yes. Well, next time when you invite us to Hawaii,
right.
we'll bring you a gift.
Right, of course, because that's the tradition
tradition.
You emailed me about.
Yeah, that's, it's real.
Listen, man, everyone keeps telling me I got to start a podcast. It's like, I didn't know there were presents. I didn't know you could be like, bring me a gift. And people would.
Nobody knew that.
No, I'm going to do it. It's like, hi, please be a guest on my podcast and please bring $5,000 cash or cashier's check.
There you go.
I'm not kidding you guys. If you just ask for presents, you
people get
them.
It's kind of amazing.
You
I think
receive.
That, you know, you got to lean in. You got to ask for what you want. I've never read Lean In. I refuse to read it, but I think that's what it's about.
Even as stupid as like bartending is, like I'll like put out, I'll be like, please bring pizza. Sure enough, pizza will arrive.
Wow. Girl, with those titties, I bet you can get all the pizza you want.
What is that called? The secret.
The secret.
The secret.
You're secreting.
Yes. My dad read that.
Oh,
I
no.
didn't.
What? I just can't imagine what your dad is asking for with the secret.
I have no idea.
Her dad is really hilarious. He's an Irish native, and he just, he does things like he's given her like a dead mouse as a gift for Christmas once as a joke. Like
Christmas
he's a super
stocking.
Funny guy.
Is that an Irish tradition?
It is now.
It is now.
Yeah. You bring someone
from,
a dead mouse.
From now on, if I ever give birth, I will have to put dead mouse in the stocking.
Are you going
to
give birth?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Can I?
Oh, don't.
I don't even
I'll
have a
boyfriend. I'll sew that thing shut. Don't even think about it.
No, don't do it. Hang out with us.
I would much rather because I can't even handle any mail. I'm like, you suck.
We'll, like, get in a stroller. If you have a maternal instinct, like,
hey,
well,
listen, if you want to take
double wide,
if you want to take care of me, I'm up for adoption. Like, I'm available for adoption.
Yeah.
I need to be taken care of.
I'm
lot.
Good at taking care of people, and I think it would be a great photo opportunity for me and you two to be in a double buggy.
Yeah, I think,
and I'm wheeling you around Williamsburg.
We are like just as large as some of the children that are being wheeled around in double buggies around Williamsburg
because they're eating all that. McDonald's.
They are eating McDonald's.
They're
also
no good.
They're also like 28 years old.
Right.
You know, it's like their moms are wheeling them to college and job interviews and
pretty much.
And
know.
So we're 28 too, so it's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're
I'm
still
totally
being
28.
Breastfed and it's ridiculous.
Wish I was getting breastfed.
God, Diane.
I know Diane.
Milk.
Diane, if you want to do this, we'll do this.
I got this.
So you guys.
I wish it was chocolate milk that came from my taters.
I bet it could be. Couldn't,
there's got to be some surgery you can get to make it do that.
It's like there's surgery for chocolate milk.
Listen, there's got to, I mean.
There's got to be something.
There's got to be something. That can't be that hard.
If they can make Michael Jackson white. They that's what I always think. Like, surgically, if there's something that's surgically, I'm like, it's not possible. I'm like, they made Michael Jackson white. It's possible. You just need money. Magic Johnson is still alive. Mm-hmm. You just need money. Like, these things are possible.
You're right. I think we should start
one day I shall breastfeed you guys with chocolate milk.
You just have to, you're putting it out there. It's the secret.
Yes!
It's the secret.
You're secreting chocolate milk.
We just have to meditate, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, or we could take a quiz.
Let's take a quiz. Because I'm bad at meditating. I'm Italian.
The quiz is fun.
I can't wait.
Okay, you guys.
What kind of Italian?
Very Southern Italian.
Good.
Is that good?
Well, I don't know. She's Italian.
That's true. I'm half Italian.
All I got is.
You are?
Yeah.
Which half?
It's actually just all in my vagina.
Yep.
It's
like waist down, baby. Yep. All Italian.
Mm-hmm. All Italian.
Me too.
Okay, you guys. So we are taking a quiz that is called How Mature Are You? When I was a teen, I was like super concerned with being mature.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You always wanted to be an old lady.
Always.
That kind of makes sense.
I've always been really
mature. And I've
always
wanted to be five.
Right.
You weren't even really in an accident, were you? You just got a walker and a cane because you wanted to be mature.
And mature for my age now means advanced.
Yeah, you got to push it really far.
Yeah, that was it.
But, yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. Like, you wanted to be in diapers, so did I.
Right.
It's just the opposite end of the spectrum.
I didn't even wear diapers during my accident.
Really? Never?
You never wore diapers?
I didn't have to wear them. No.
Oh,
well, I knew when I was going to the bathroom.
Why do I feel bad about that? I'm like, oh.
Oh, you didn't lose control
of your diaper.
Oh, no.
Your bowels.
I feel like you wanted to.
Well, I mean, I could still just put one on. It's not like,
we all
okay.
could right now.
Yeah.
You know, anytime.
We have put on diapers.
We have put on diapers and ran through Times Square.
That's true.
Dressed as zombies.
Yeah.
We absolutely believe that you did that. You two
we
are
We
like,
We have pictures.
No, I believe it.
There's a whole video.
Because
and then
us.
My old roommate, we had like tons of diapers left over. So, of course, like a few of us were like, well, let's just see if these really work. And we peed in them
did
to
you
make
really?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I did a show off, speaking of off Broadway, I did a show off Broadway years ago where it was...
At the diner,
but it was the singing diner.
Oh God!
It was about if slavery. It was about like post peak oil, how slavery would no longer be about race; it would be about class. That you know, post peak oil, people with the resources and money will like live in these gated communities, and then like you know, the poor people will be on the outside, and then there will be like slaves inside. So I played one of the slaves. And the costume design was that the people, there were three of us playing the slaves, and that we would be wearing adult diapers and polo shirts.
Who thought of this?
I mean, the director, who then, thank God, and I was, you know, I was very new to the scene, which I have now left. But, like, I was very new at the time, and I was like, don't be difficult. Don't be difficult.
I tell myself that every day.
Don't be difficult. And so I just sort of was like, okay, I'm going to be wearing a diaper. I'm going to be wearing a diaper on stage in front of people. I'm just going to be wearing a diaper. And then thank God, the guy playing the lead who was he was one of the slaves too. He, at the very, like, the day before dress rehearsal or something, raised his hand and he was like, all right, motherfuckers, if there's a gun on stage, it's going to go off. And if you can't give me a good reason for us to be wearing diapers... like, then I'm not wearing it. Like, either I piss and shit in this thing on stage, and it's, like, part of the show, or it's not. Because otherwise, there is no reason for us to be wearing diapers.
Well, I like his option a lot.
To piss and shit in it on stage? Well, we were about to stage a poo. Get it? It's like a coup, but with poo.
Ew.
I hate that I have more of a problem at wearing the polo shirt than
Well, the, like, white polyester shorts with the crease down the middle were worse. The ones that what replaced the diapers. We ended up wishing we just wore the fucking diapers.
I have no time wearing a diaper. Just don't put me in that douchebag
shirt.
Don't
put me in a polo shirt and like knee socks and white tennis shoes. It was bad.
Ew. Well, anyway. Things are about to get really good because yes, we're going to find out how mature we are.
I can't
wait. How mature are we? So this is how we take a quiz together.
Okay.
We all have to agree on the same answer. We all answer as one.
Okay.
So we'll decide between the choices.
Of course. Of course.
It's very democratic. Okay.
That's the opposite of democratic.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, no, but we have feminist rants on Facebook. Okay. Right now, we're taking a quiz.
Yeah, of course, of course. I just, you know, politically wanted to make sure that was really clear.
Well, no one's telling others what to do. We're all deciding. Uh-huh. Okay, before I start this quiz, I want to make sure everyone knows this is not your age. It is how mature you are. For example, look in the description or the example right here. You might be 20, but still carrying around teddy bears. Anyway, what is your worst habit? Be honest.
Oh.
Okay. What are the options?
The options are partying too hard, sucking my thumb, swearing, getting frustrated with the way I look and being oversensitive about my appearance, or not getting out enough and working too much and too hard.
Well, certainly not the appearance thing. I don't think about mine ever.
Never.
I don't worry about it at all. I don't even think about it.
As actors, we've never even concerned ourselves with that. Not at all.
No. Like, I can't even say that that's a thought that's ever, like... No.
Did it say sucking my phone?
It said sucking my thumb.
Your thumb.
Oh, I thought it said sucking my phone.
And you were like, excited to have found out of a phone. New,
well,
like,
I was like, maybe
device.
I do that, like, because you're on all the apps and stuff.
Oh, you mean, like, the batteries? I thought you meant putting it in your mouth.
I'm thinking of this as a very scientific project. No.
For me, it's absolutely that I work too much and that I'm just too focused and I don't get out enough. Just kidding. What's the opposite of that?
I mean... I don't know. Maybe it is being sensitive about my appearance or swearing. I love swearing.
I love swearing. I love swearing about my appearance.
Yeah.
I like swearing about my appearance, but I'm going to go with if we have to because we have to come to a middle ground here. I'm going to go with appearance too.
Appearance?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I'm vain. Let's go with appearance.
Yeah, me too. But you know what? All three of us look fucking great.
We do.
I think so too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we're all dressed up for the radio.
Sorry, girl who works too hard. We still your man.
Okay. What can you not leave the house without? My cell phone, a stuffed animal, a cute accessory, Creep. My makeup on perfect. My tie fixed perfectly. Oh, I like how they've added other genders
tie.
Into this.
Is that other genders quiz. Or is it like the 80s where all the... Is this quiz from the 80s when working women... Is this our career woman choice where they all wore the little ribbon
it's
ties?
It's a whole new world, Samantha.
It's a whole new world.
Okay.
They don't have 80s quizzes on the internet.
Okay.
This is probably this is a teenager wrote this.
Okay, a tie.
I hands down know my answer, leaving without my makeup.
Leaving,
I
mean, oh, God.
Duh.
Yeah,
I gotta say that's me, too.
Exactly.
Is that you? My makeup on perfect? That is not me at all, but I will say it to
you
go
You don't have to. There's gotta
along.
Be one that we all
She
agree
has that fresh skin, though.
That's the thing. Maybe
so
if
she doesn't get it.
If I looked like Tanya, I wouldn't wear makeup ever either.
It's
She's like
exactly.
a
lazy.
Who's that Italian artist that the black and white, oh, God, four note. Fornicetti.
The one who built the ceiling?
Yes. Tanya has skin like a ceiling.
Yeah. Old ceiling face of Deborah. I look good.
Your face just looks just like that ceiling that Italian artist built.
That really old ceiling?
That ceiling.
That's so fucking old.
It's old.
Meanwhile, I gotta put on my makeup every day.
I'm gonna say, I actually will say, I would say cell phone. Would you guys say makeup over cell phone?
Definitely.
Yes.
You would. Okay, then we'll say makeup.
Sorry, yes.
Because I have left my cell phone and left my makeup, but both at work and went to get the makeup with more encouragement.
Like, I don't even get up and make coffee in my kitchen in the morning without, like, makeup and Spanx.
Spanx, too.
You wear Spanx?
Yep, wearing them right now.
You are committed.
They're not Spanx Spanx. They're like.
I wore Spanx once when I was working at the Bowery Poetry Club, and it literally, like, this little girl came up to me and was like, pregnant?
Did you punch that little girl?
I wanted to.
Because it comes up over the top.
It comes up That's over the worst. Top. And I was like, I am not pregnant. I'm trying to look not pregnant.
Aww. That's the thing about Spanx. These are like bike shorts. They're from Uniqlo. Right. They're more for like summer, you know, to keep from getting the chub rub.
Well, teach me how to wear Spanx.
Tanya, you don't even know what that is.
Next question. Oh, you didn't mean somebody rubbing a boner on you. That's what I thought you meant by chub rub.
Oh, no, I'm trying to get a boner rubbed on me. Know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No, I don't ever want a boner rubbed on me. No, it's like the actual, the inner thigh
I
shape.
I want it all the time.
I see.
Common to my people.
I see.
When it's hot and it gets all, like, there's just a lot going on down there. I mean, you're Italian from the waist down. You got to
right.
know. Like, there's just a lot happening.
I have a thigh situation, yeah.
Yeah, but I've noticed, Tanya, your thigh situation. I really want to talk to you about it. We've all noticed it.
Everybody's been talking about
Everyone's
it.
Everyone's been talking about
behind
it.
Behind my back and now
in
to
the
my
thigh
face.
Situation room. Yeah. We all had a meeting.
Oh, my God. I just never even think about, like, how could I stop that situation? You wear shorts.
Bike
That's
shorts.
What you do.
Yeah, they're from Uniqlo. They're like $10. You wash them out in the sink, they dry in like an hour. Ready to go back out again.
You are a good spokesperson.
Anytime. If they want to sponsor Dead Darlings, I'd be thrilled.
Boom.
I actually do name check their product almost every show against my will. Like, it just ends up happening.
It
I end
just
up like
vomits out.
Yeah, talking about my foundation garments at almost every show.
Wow.
Which I really shouldn't.
You could put out a whole Mormon brand.
Oh, my God.
Mormon Spanx. That's Mormon actually Spanx. An amazing idea.
Thank
it is.
You.
It
Just
is.
Credit me. You got it.
Thank
Except
the Lord.
They're meant to, like, push your fat into the wrong places to, like, erase any sexuality from your body.
They just turn you into, like, a rectangle.
Into
cube,
like a,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys.
Let's focus.
Let's
yes.
focus.
We have work to do,
We have
you
work
guys.
To do.
We have a slumber party quizzes to
yeah.
do.
Yes, yes.
What's your favorite way to get to and from? Skateboarding. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
A stroller. Walk.
I've already answered a stroller.
Yeah, no, forget it.
Walking. A car. An airplane.
No questions asked. Already
a stroller.
A stroller.
Yeah.
I
stroller.
Swear to God, in the
I'm
winter.
I'm getting wheeled around. Cool.
In the winter, when you see those little kids in the great big, like, furry zip up things, and they don't have to walk
Fuck
or anything. They're
kids.
Just getting pushed around. They're warm
it's like
and
a sleeping
cuddly.
Bag that they're
like
in,
a
basically.
Sleeping bag, like a tauntaun. It's like in is it Return of the Jedi when Luke like slashes the tauntaun open and crawls inside?
I don't
it's
know
like
about
that.
They don't have to do anything.
They're
so
don't.
Lazy.
I want that
yeah.
in life.
Yeah, stroller yeah. for sure. Stroller.
Okay,
I think
we're stroller babies.
Case closed. Yeah. Case Done. Closed. We all agree.
And okay. the strollers these days are more expensive, literally, than the car that I drove all through my 20s.
And the kids Honda. Don't even pay for it. They have 100%. No idea.
They don't even have to pay. They don't have to think about anything. Well, and, you know, they're like 34 years old
right.
in the stroller, and they don't have to think about anything. That's what I want.
I'm 35. Can I still fit in a stroller?
Why wasn't I a millennial so that I could just
So your parents can do everything for you, like right. chew your food for
right.
you.
And
oh, like Alicia Silverstone.
Did
oh,
she,
yeah.
That's right.
She baby birds.
She baby birds.
Yeah.
Guys, I got high with her once, and it was...
Sure
I got high with her and Woody Harrelson one
no,
night. I swear to God.
That is a dream come true.
It was, speaking of Hawaii, it was weed. Like, I don't even
Were
know if
Hawaii?
It was weed. No, but Woody Harrelson has his own, like, pot farm there.
Oh, my God.
And it was some hydroponic fucking shit.
Hawaiian pot.
Hawaiian hydroponic something. And we... I took like two hits off a joint, and I swear to you, I was high for 2 days.
Oh
I don't
my
know
God.
What it was. If there was like vegan angel dust on that.
Sounds
or, like,
fantastic.
It was fun. It was a fun night.
Did you go over to Roseanne Barr's peanut farm after?
Yes.
She has a peanut farm.
They're
in
macadamias. It's a macadamia farm.
Macadamia farm. I love that you know it.
Yeah.
Listen. Oh, yeah. We all know
this. Oh, hardcore Roseanne. Hardcore over here.
No. I don't know what she's up to. 100%
Roseanne. Fan. Roseanne.
Or wasn't her show called like Roseanne's Nuts or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Now, how was Alicia Silverstone?
Really,
she's a creep.
Pretty drunk and laid back. Is she a creep?
I've met her too. She's
You've met her.
Yeah, she's come in this restaurant that I worked at.
Which one?
I was working at the weird one before Allstate Cafe.
Wait, what
oh,
was
yeah,
it called?
Yeah,
was
yeah.
it a vegan restaurant?
Yeah.
What was it called?
I can't remember the name. It was in the East Village. It's still there.
Counter?
No.
Oh, no, that's gone.
Table. Chair.
Soup. It's called Crepe. And wait, she would come in and she would always, she would get, it was What's her and her dog, and she would literally order brown rice.
That's it.
And then she would bring back her containers afterwards. So she was just, I was like, are you and your dog sharing the brown rice?
No.
Like, both of you need to eat, especially the dog. You're an actress, I get it. But, like, it was really
weird. But your
weird.
Dog doesn't have a choice
no,
in this.
Dogs should not be vegan. Dogs are not vegan.
They shouldn't be vegan. I gave a dog, because I work at a dog bar, and I gave a dog a biscuit.
A dog bar.
I do. It's a dog bar.
Is that like a cat cafe? Like those cat coffee shops that open up?
Pretty
basically,
much,
yeah.
But, yeah. You know, less asthmatic and weird. But, like, so... it's probably like last year or whatever. This like chick comes in and I give her dog a biscuit because all the dogs come home from work.
Sure.
And then she was like, "My dog's vegan."
No.
She definitely did it. No. This definitely happened in my life, and it was like something I was like, I could have like thought that was a joke, but like I actually
that is the Williamsburgest thing I have ever heard.
Yeah.
That's the stupidest person that's ever born.
She was like, what's in it? I was like, do you want to know if it's gluten-free?
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucking know.
My dog has celiac.
But she did get mad at me, and I was like, you're a
She sounds great.
Dick.
Don't bring your dog ever outside, I guess, if it can't handle being a dog in the world.
If you're that, yeah, if you're that obsessed with your dog having, like, a vegan biscuit, I'm going to tell you straight up, like, you don't know how to fuck.
Right.
Like, if that's
right.
where your energy and thought goes, mm-hmm. like, you do not know how to fuck. And you might as well just tell everybody that. You might as well just carry a sign around that's like, I don't know how to fuck.
No, it's just like two rakes together. You know, like, that's what her vagina is like.
Yes.
Yeah.
With, like, leaves still, mm-hmm. like, dried leaves still stuck in the tines.
Mm-hmm. And that's why she's so cranky.
Yeah, really. I would
so
be, too.
I would. Yeah, I don't want to rake vagina.
I don't want a rake vagina either.
Is that the next question?
Vagina.
The next question is, what kind of vagina do you want?
That should be our quiz that we write. What kind of vagina do you want?
It should be.
I'm in.
Okay, let's do it. Okay.
Okay, next question.
No, the next question is, where would you like to work? A bar? Build-A-Bear?
Build-A-Bear.
Humane Society? Clothing store? Start my own company.
Start my own company.
Is there an option for, like, I don't want to work?
Right.
Oh,
I just
want
to be a dad.
I don't mind giving you a blowjob and you pay everything.
Right. Right. I mean, is that what they mean by the Humane Society?
Probably. Like, does that mean that, like, once a week I'll go walk dogs?
Yeah.
And have everyone think I'm a really good person. Mm-hmm. Like, wear some t-shirt that says volunteer. And the dog has a little vest on that's like, adopt me. And they're like, you're a volunteer and you're a really good person.
You're so good at being humane in society.
And then I'll be like, don't give him a fucking biscuit.
Yeah.
He's vegan.
Okay, so.
Is it vegan?
Is it vegan?
Is it vegan? So we want to work at the Humane Society?
Yeah,
sure.
We're all decided.
Yeah. All right. Easy. What the fuck does this mean? RP time. Your friend suggests playing on the playground. You say, well, I'm sorry, what's RP time?
Is this British? Is this quiz British or something? Australian?
Is it an emoji? I don't know what the kids are doing.
It's R period P period.
Recreational period? Like recess?
Oh, maybe.
Recess probably.
Okay. I think it means recess.
I guess we're already too old for this quiz is what this really means. Okay. When friends suggest playing on the playground, you say, are you kidding me, bro? Of course. I call the swings first.
Oh, it's definitely playground.
Yeah. Why? And then one is just dot, dot, dot. And then we are way too mature for that. I know my answer is we are way too mature for that.
I think mine is like dot, 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 because
that's
like
answer.
Smoking a cigarette, right? That's like you're at recess on the playground. You'd like drop your cigarette
you guys,
if you went
We're going to have an argument here because I definitely would like to play on.
I know you would.
What, on like the swings?
Was it jingle bars?
What the fuck
what
are jingle bars? You just made that up.
Jingle bars.
Do you mean the jungle gym?
It's a Hawaiian Christmas song.
The swings, whatever
yeah,
I can play on, whatever activity I can get up to, I'm going to do it.
I love swings too, actually.
Uh-huh.
I really love them.
So I'm going with that.
Okay, if it's you guys and you ask me to get on the swings. No, I'll get on the swings if you guys are going to be on the swings.
Okay. You wouldn't just stand alone while we were on the swings.
No.
That sounds terrible.
Smoking.
No. You could stand and smoke and I take could probably smoke on the swing so that people can see us on the swings.
Yeah, we could Instagram it. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Someone always has to be Swingstagram. The designated right. Instagram swingstagrammer.
Okay. Your mom says
your mom says
oh, I love this quiz. Your mom says you can't have the cookies. What do you say? Erg, fine, dot, dot, dot. New, this is N-U-U-U-U. New, I want them now. I will never do another puzzle with you again. I know, this person is weird.
Who does puzzles with their mom?
My mom won't do puzzles with me, is there?
I've never even tried to do a puzzle with my mom.
My mom would just spill Chardonnay over the whole thing, and the whole puzzle would be ruined.
Fun. You'd be like, good, puzzle's done. okay, that's okay, says under breath. I hate you. That's all right. I'm on a diet anyways. You can't tell me what to do. I'm too mature. You know what I pick. You know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I'm with
you. We're all with you.
I'm with you.
You can't tell me what to do. I'm too mature.
I'm too mature. And I can have fucking cookies if I want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. We're already done.
I actually did have to draw that line with my mother, finally.
You did?
Yeah.
That you're too mature?
Well, that her telling me what should go into my mouth and what shouldn't was over in this lifetime. And that, like... I went to visit and I had to say, she started to say something to me about, there was some cake and I started to eat some cake. She was like, stop eating.
No.
And I finally had to say to her, if you ever say anything to me about food or my weight again, I'm going to leave. I'm going to get in a car and I'm going to go to the airport and I'm going to leave. Yeah. It worked out really well, actually. Finally just saying that.
Right.
You know.
That's rude.
Sometimes I have to remind her.
Right.
But I usually front load it before she comes to visit or I go to visit. It's like, just so you remember, if you say anything about my body or food or the two in tandem, the cause and effect of the two, then I am leaving.
And there will be food because we're humans. And we eat food more all together.
We should we should start a show like Wife Swap. We could do Family Swap. Because if you family swapped with me, then you just wouldn't like anything you were eating.
Oh, no. It'd
be fine.
What is it, like a bunch of Irish, like, boiled stuff, boiled things?
It's everything boiled.
Only cabbage. You
want it? Good luck. Good luck out there, kid.
Cabbage-only diet. Okay, you guys, we've come to the end of the quiz.
My goodness.
We know how mature we are.
How mature are we?
How mature
we are? 0 to 25, young.
Yay!
Yay!
So wait, is that how they... Okay, you go ahead.
Oh, there's like a thing describes what young is.
What we are. Yeah,
so
what young is.
If you don't know what young is, this is what it is.
Okay.
If you are over 7, this isn't the best thing. You hold on to what you do when you were little, like bringing teddy bears everywhere, wearing clothing that is for younger people than you. Young habits.
That's ridiculous. Oh, wait, my lei is getting stuck in my necklace.
My lei is getting stuck in my leopard print thong.
Such as sucking on your thumb, whining, and you are scared of many things.
No, my
advice is to mature a bit. Unless you are under 7, then it's perfectly normal, and hopefully you will change when your time is right. That sounds like a period talk. For those over 7 who have this result, I will give you some advice to help stop this. If you do these things, just ask me. And I made it pretty clear in the answers that they were childish, so please no mean comments if you got this result. Wow, this teen is really
sensitive.
Who
is this person, number one? Number two, saying that you would tell someone to mature. Is mature an actionable verb?
Right.
Like, how do you say, I'm going to mature. Okay, I'm going to go over there and mature.
Are you a wine? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, am I just stand still and get older? Like, what does that mean?
I'm just going to wait.
I'm going to stand over here and just mature a little bit.
I don't know, but this teen did put together a quiz. This teen got its...
Unless
together,
this is Tabby
and then
Jebison,
was like, no don't comments, care. Don't comment on it.
Don't comment on
well,
it.
Well, don't be
That's
mean
That's
the
most
the
immature thing to do.
You know what? That's a really good point. I think she's the most immature out of all of us. Don't criticize me in the comments.
You're right. You're
I
right.
I just criticized all of you. I called you, like, borderline retarded.
I mean, it
this
looks...
This teen is stupid.
Yeah, I hate her.
I hate you, teen.
We hate you.
We hate you, teen.
It looks like just by the skin of our teeth, we got too young. I don't even think we really did. I think she did it wrong.
What if we would have gotten old? What answers would have gotten us old?
These are the answers that it could have been. 0 to 25, young. 50 to 75.
I want to know 50 to 75 because that's what I feel like we actually are.
25 to 50. 75 to 100.
We're so noted.
See, or 0 to 25 teen. So you could have gotten two kinds of 0 to 25. One
See,
young,
this
one
is
teen.
Obviously written by somebody who is not mature because she doesn't know the right questions to ask.
Right.
She doesn't know what maturity really is.
Right.
You know, like, not like us. I mean, you had a walker all winter. You know, like, she doesn't know.
She didn't ask me that.
She doesn't understand that true maturity is coming out the side of a situation like you did and still wanting to go play on the swings.
Right.
She doesn't know how hard it is to get in the shower.
Like, she doesn't know shit about osteoporosis.
No, she don't. No, she
shakes.
Don't.
How not to cry in public. That bitch doesn't know
she
anything.
She don't know nothing about having to wake up early, take your thyroid pill, and wait an hour before you eat or drink.
Right. Don't do it with orange juice, maybe.
You can't drink it with orange or grapefruit juice. Only water. You can't have coffee for an hour.
So many rules.
It's the worst.
Ugh. Hate rules.
I can't wait till this kid is old and I can find her and hunt her down and be like, who's mature now? And then she'll be like, it's me still.
Because, we'll be dead.
Yeah, that's true.
This one doesn't seem very open, though. Like, I bet she hasn't even been finger-banged yet.
No,
probably not.
She wasted her best question first. Like, I was like, oh, this is going to be good. This first
Where did this
so
quiz
good.
Come from? Am I allowed to ask?
Yes. It is from a website called QuoteV.com.
Oh.
And it's definitely all these were written by
Is it
children.
Like Angel Fire? Is it like is it like on prodigy.net? Is it like
No, that's
is
like what the name of the website
She might be on Gothmatch.
Oh my god.
She's a little too positive.
Shit. We could have taken a quiz called Who's Your Wolf Mate?
Well, that's next time. Next time.
Next time.
Who's your wolf mate?
Yeah. Who's your wolf mate
who's your
is next
wolf
week.
Wolf mate.
Oh what Which wolf?
I mean,
not even is a wolf your
not
mate.
Like, is a wolf your mate?
No,
it's
which
wolf is your mate?
The only wolf contenders I have is like obviously Jacob
Teen Wolf.
From
Teen Wolf.
Oh, of course, he went to Teen Wolf. I think I'm a little bit more ahead of the teen game because I went to Twilight.
Oh, excuse me.
I think I'm a Teen Wolf. I think Teen Wolf 2, because that was Jason Bateman.
Right.
That would be my wolf, man.
Right.
Jason Bateman. I can get into
Ooh,
that.
Oh, he can get it. He can get it anytime he wants, any way he wants it.
Wow.
Even with his plain face?
He doesn't have a plain face.
He does, too, have
he
a plain
He has a perfectly...
face.
I hate pretty boys, first of all. So he's
I do
got
too.
A nice, solid face, and the wit is
but
what, he, like...
His isn't junked up enough for me.
But do you think he's wearing a hairpiece?
Oh, maybe.
That looks like...
Can you blame him? He's an actor.
I mean,
right.
That looks like some good, solid, thick hair to me, but, you know, I've been wrong before.
I
Do you think
taking...
I'm wearing a hairpiece?
No. No, I did not.
Well, I'm not today, but sometimes I am.
Girl.
Well, not on my head, anyway.
Yes, yeah, usually my merkin.
Right, it's my merkin and my armpit wigs.
Yeah, my pit merkins. Yes. Let's keep calling them all merkins.
Merkins.
My toe merkins.
My toe merkins.
I forgot about your line of armpit wigs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can also shop those at deaddarlingshow.com.
Mm-hmm. They're big, big, big winners on your
There's
website.
There's this new trend of these, you know, the Miley Cyrus types. That is Miley Cyrus in a French accent. The Miley
her.
Cyrus girls who are not only growing their armpit hair out, but coloring it. Have
yes,
you seen this?
Yes,
like,
yes. That's what the youngs are doing.
Hair. Yeah, that's probably what this girl who wrote the quiz is doing. She's like, are you guys mature? My armpit hair is pink.
They have this chalk. That they use. It's like, and so instead of dyeing your hair, there's this new hair chalk.
Sounds like it would get chunky.
Especially in the pits. I've used the hair chalk on my head
All of it's disgusting.
It's
like,
all
come
gross.
On.
Oh
it's
my
all
God.
But no, like all the kids that like come in the bar and stuff, they're doing it with their hair, they're doing it with their armpit hair, and I don't know what they're doing down there.
I do.
I'd be willing
they
to
They're
see.
Using the...
That's the teens are not. They're not doing any of that stuff now. All the youngs are growing out their pubes.
Thank
they're
God.
They're wearing granny panties.
Thank
they're
God.
They're growing out their armpits.
Then we are young.
We are fools if we are not following in their footsteps.
Let me tell you something. I knew that this whole waxing trend would pass. I knew it, and I held fast. I was like, I've never had a Brazilian.
I've never
taken it all off. I've barely, like, I
totally
sort of like
disagree with you.
I know you do. You really do seem like the Brazilian. fashion type.
I know.
Yeah. Like, I get, I'd get, like, you know, safety scissors every summer, like, if I were going to the beach and, like, get the sides, you know. But, like, I've never done it, and I knew that my time was going to come back, and here it is.
Here it is.
Full bush, guys.
Well, I'm happy for your time, but am I old now?
You're mature. Yes. You're mature, yes.
Because love it. I don't have to worry about it.
What's to worry about?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Just it.
What you worry about?
You just give it a little boy's regular every now and again, and it's no big deal.
I feel like that's more complex. Like,
oh, no. I will
rid
say.
Of it once a month.
I will say that, like, the... Okay, wait. You're going to ask me to tell a secret. Do you want to segue into the secret?
Yes.
Okay, is this a secret?
This is a segue into a secret about me, okay, which I'm sure anybody could probably tell about me walking down the street, but I feel that it's a secret. So as you get – I'm in a lot of therapy, so I use I feel statements a lot, so don't freak out. I feel that this is a secret. So it's all fun and games to, like, have your, you know, bush of choice. Until the day that you look down and you find a gray one.
Right.
Fair enough. And then, so I may at this point have a few gray ones.
Right.
And I will say, that's my secret. I have a few gray, gray pubes.
That's why I get rid of them.
Well, I was going to say, it becomes tempting to get rid of them. But what my mom did, and I thought she was absolutely clinically insane when I was young for doing this, is she would buy Just for Men beard dye.
Mm-hmm.
And dye those motherfuckers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's special now pube dye.
Now there's special pube dye. They also have
hair,
like,
chalk.
Hot pink. Yeah, there's that. Like pube chalk or whatever. But, like, and so I went to an audition once. I do voiceover. I went to an audition for a Just for Men commercial.
Oh, my gosh. And you're vagina.
I did, and I thought I'd, like, break the ice by telling them this funny story. I was like, you know, you guys are missing a whole market. You guys are advertising to the wrong demo. And they... I always forget that not everybody is just, like, gross and crazy like me.
That almost no one is.
No, I know. And it's a constant struggle. It's my struggle book 7. So, like, they're all advertising. They're not even casting people. They were all the advertising executives. And they just looked at me like, get out.
Good thing your job only takes, like, 10 minutes.
Oh, thank God. I know.
Oh, my God. I know. If you have to be there 8 hours after you dropped that bomb.
Can you imagine? Like, and just sort of... like, I always try to be on such good behavior when I have a voiceover booking, because I know this about myself now, that I'm one of those people that people are like, you're a lot. And it's like, yeah, I am. I don't think that's an insult. I'm a lot. Well, I don't want to be a little. Like, I'm a lot.
So, a little is boring.
A little is boring. I'm a lot. But I've learned, actually, to sort of, I don't have to change in order to be professional, but I do have to sometimes maybe not talk about my mother fucking putting their product on her aged, graying...
Because that makes it worse.
You know,
an old pussy.
Right. Ugh. No one wants to talk about
it. If I imagined a young, fresh one, maybe pussy. We could, like, think about
you
it.
You probably should have opened with, she puts it on her butt hair.
Her butt hair. Her men butt love hair. Butt hair. Because the only thing sexier to men than, like, an old woman's pussy hair is an old woman's butt hair.
Is their own thick, velvety butt hair in their own butt that they do nothing about.
That they do nothing.
Zero about.
So, nothing.
Thick, I don't want to hear it.
Thick and velvety.
Nothing.
Nothing I ever wanted to be in my brain, but now I'm so happy it is.
You're welcome.
Want to hear another secret?
Oh, yes.
So, like, I hooked up with this guy once, and he was my God, my husband never listens to these things anyway, so, like, I'm going to try not to freak out about that. But he was my introduction to the world of analingus.
Ooh.
And he was, like, you know, he did it to me, and I was like, that's fun. Like, I don't want it. I don't want salad to be all of dinner, but, like, you know.
Right.
This salad's fun. And then he was like,
my turn.
My turn. And aimed that thing right at my face. And thicket of, like, protruding. It was like a whisk broom coming out, like, in between the cheeks, like, toward my face. And I felt, and it didn't smell great. And I felt terrible.
What?
I know.
Of course it didn't smell great, you poor thing.
It's a dingleberry bush.
It was, like, literally a dingleberry bush. Native to Hawaii. Look, there's one over there.
Oh, look at this.
But I fortunately was at a point in my, you know, sexually confident evolution where I was like, nope.
Nope.
Sorry, no. Mm-mm. I'm just not ready. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. I was like, I would have done it to...
So you've never done it?
I have.
Have you done it?
No, I can't imagine putting my tongue in somebody's butthole.
I tried it once and it was gross.
It's gross. Well, it depends on who it is. It really does.
What do you mean?
It's all the same. It's a dingle.
It's not. It's not. Well, it's some men are...
poop?
Some men don't poop.
Find me a man that doesn't poop and maybe I'll check it out again.
Maybe I'll think about
it. But from my experience, I was like, you're a creep.
It's not.
Don't want to be doing this.
It's certainly not something that I like dive in for when I'm, hot to trot in the sack.
It's not like, step one.
Turn around. Spread them open.
Well, that's the thing. There's nothing that like turns you on about it. Like there's this super... Day, this super hot guy, he was really, really attractive, and he wanted me to do that, and I was like, he's pretty hot, and then I tried it, and then I was just like, ugh,
it's not,
I hate this.
I mean, it's not delicious. It's not delicious.
Too many planets in Virgo for that. Like, I just can't do it.
I met him like six months later. I ran into him, and he was like, "Was I being too creepy?" And I was like, "I don't know if it's you or just that thing.
Just your butthole."
I don't think you as a person are a creep.
No,
but
it's not like a creepy request for
it. It has to be. I just don't want to eat your butthole.
No. Well, and it has to be
never
your choice.
Gonna want to.
It has to. You have to be the one who initiates it, and you have to be the one who's like, I'm about to like make your head pop off. Like that has to be the driving force, because the only pleasure you're gonna get from it is like how much he's gonna get off on it in a sort of unexpected way. And so if
isn't
he's
that
the one
blow
who's like,
jobs are for,
I mean, kinda,
right? Right, I know, god.
But you also, I also dick. Like, I love, I'll say it, I love to suck a dick. I love it.
I'm
but
okay
the
with
minute
sucking dick
the
too.
Minute some guys like suck my dick, I'm like,
oh,
get
I
the
hate
fuck
it,
out.
Then.
I won't
don't
do
want
it.
To.
I couldn't be less interested in sucking your dick
it
if
has
you're
to
like
be my idea.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you build it, I will come.
Once
just like
again,
shut
I
up.
Disagree with you guys. Field of dreams all you want.
You like it if some guys like suck my dick. Eat my butt.
I already said I don't like when they tell me to eat their butt.
But you like it when they say suck my dick.
Yeah, they like, suck my hard dick. I'm like, okay.
Oh, I would laugh.
I'm kind of okay with it.
I have some exes who I'll introduce you to.
Oh, great.
They're mostly on the West Coast, but you travel a lot. You like to fly.
And I was raised in the West, Portland, Oregon girl. So,
oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, let me know.
I will.
I'm sure we'll all work out just like every relationship I've ever had.
I think so, too. I have a really good feeling about it because they, things went so well with them for me. Right. And I mean, I got to say, most of them are really happy with their boyfriends. Most of my exes. I see a lot of pictures of them all vacationing.
That's not
going
to win me over, Amanda. I know. And I have the best gaydar in town.
Yeah,
good.
Really
good. It's, I mean, a girl needs it these days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Although it's a new time. I feel like now, like all the kids, every one of them.
Yeah, they're all gay.
They're all queer. Yeah. All of them. So
gender queer.
They're all gender queer.
They're all gender queer.
They just—that's like a good blanket term. Just, so it can be like,
anything
could happen.
Literally.
Just be expecting anything to happen.
Stick to the firehouse.
Or
ladies.
Nothing. Just
or
expect
nothing. Yes.
See, I grew up with a bunch of Mormons.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
So,
wait. Were you raised Mormon?
No, but I
went to Mormon church camp.
Oh my God, you did not.
Oh my God.
Yes, I did.
Why were you raised Mormon?
I got my first period there. You know this.
They don't allow that. They don't believe in it.
They don't let you have a period in the Mormon church.
Yes, you do.
I'm just kidding, Diane.
Did it get all over your magic underwear?
They wouldn't take me to town to give me anything because I was overdeveloped and it was too young. They didn't
believe me. Wait a second.
And I was like, I'm having my period.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that the reason they wouldn't take you to town was because you were overdeveloped.
Sorry.
That's the reason they don't take me to town now.
You are overdeveloped.
You
don't get anything.
Anytime I try to hail a cab, they're like, you're overdeveloped.
Sorry. You can't get in this car.
Can't go to Bushwick.
Anyway, so growing up with a bunch of Mormons, my gaydar had to be, like, finally honed.
You're right.
Because, like, eventually, I think all Mormons are gay, eventually. It's just a question of whether they come out or not.
I support you.
Like, so many of the Mormons that I grew up with and, like, dated and stuff, like, they are gay as grass now.
Wow.
And some of them are...
Why is grass gay?
It just...
It just is,
Diane. If you have to ask... You know, why don't you take your oppressive... Why don't you take your... Well, it's not a choice, Diane.
Yeah.
Why don't you take your oppressive homophobia...
Yeah, it was grown this way.
It was grown this way.
Okay, now I can understand it. It was grown this way. It was born this way. It woke just, up like that.
Grass is just
up
gay.
Like this. It is.
But they all, you know, anyway. Like, I dated a lot of them.
You did it. So did you, like, can you tell now, like, gay or Mormon? Could you do it?
Well, because it's, number one, it's always the same thing. All Mormons are gay. All Mormons are gay. I stand by it. That's what all the little outfits are about. That's what, like, the Prop 8, the Yes on 8 right. fucking shit. Right. It's like, look over there. Don't look over here.
Did you have sex through a, what was,
what was it? Soaking?
Term? Soaking it. Did you soak it?
What does that mean?
Well, because I had a Mormon friend that I grew up with that I went to Mormon church camp with, and it didn't count as sex if you just put it through, like, the underwear or the sheet, kind of like, I think, like Hasidics do sometimes, and you just soak it in there if you don't move.
That... Okay, first of all, I can never unhear that.
I know.
I can never. There's not enough brain bleach. There's not enough like pictures of kitty cats on the internet to like wash.
If you don't move, then you just soak it. That's, so it doesn't count as
the
sex.
Word is horrible. Is horrible. These guys were more into like handsy and like, you know, a lot of making out, a lot of fingering of things and stuff. But I was never soaked.
You know, you
in
never let somebody
soaked
soak
soaked on or soaked with or...
I'm sorry,
what's
you
the
were
furthest?
Never
what's the were furthest you? That a Mormon tried to get with you?
I think... God, what was the furthest? We were in a car.
Oh, I mean, if we're teenagers, we're in
yeah,
a car.
Yeah, no, we're in a car.
That is
out
just
at the place,
where we are.
You know, out at that place where you take the car
yeah.
to do these things. We're out at the place in the car. And I think it was just like... fingering and
third base
basically right. there wow. wasn't any oral
right
but I mean at this point I was like 14 or something, you know. I was too, in retrospect, I was too young to even be doing what I was doing.
I'm just sad you were never soaked.
It's not too late.
Yeah, you
Diane,
can take
if you want to come over here, cut a hole in my dress,
soak you. Yeah.
I've been soaked plenty of times since, like when my husband's had too much to drink.
And that's it. He just
like
he just sticks it in. And
just
like,
sticks it
can
in.
Can I just
like,
soak it? I just want to soak it.
That's the worst thing I think I've ever heard.
Well, and it just seems like not real. Like, oh, you're using like your underpants as a condom, but it's still
that just doesn't work.
You guys made something up so you could just not call it sex, even though it is.
But the Hasidic thing that they do, that's different.
They cut a hole.
Yeah.
So
a lot of cultures
real.
Have done that. Yeah, actually it is. A lot of cultures have done that. There's like a hole in the
Why?
Sheet.
Why?
That's the saddest thing I've ever
because
heard.
Because people seen lions having sex. There's all sorts of animals to watch.
Lions don't have sheets. You're right, Diane.
People
lions
are afraid. People are afraid of death. That's what it all comes down to. Let's get real philosophical. We got, what, like 5 minutes left? People are afraid of death. So they construct these like fairy tale fantasies about what's going to happen after they die. And then they, you know, their society needs rules. Back in the day, it's like, look, if you fucked, you were going to have kids. Are you ready to have kids? Probably not. Are there too many kids? Are there enough kids? You know, the rules against not using birth control is when there's, like, not enough kids. There's too many kids, like, you have rules about fucking. So, like, the mystery around sexuality and the sheet and all that stuff, it's like trying to prolong the like excitement of sex for as long as they could and trying to keep mystery.
No, it's more about making women disgusting.
Well,
that's
too.
Really what
that
it
is absolutely true.
I can't touch my whole body on this
right.
naked woman
because
it'll burn off. But well, I can, for some reason, put our parts
I can
in
soak
and out.
It. I can just soak can it. Soak You're soaking it. In it. And also, yeah. I think the sheet was used for the blood to make sure that the disgusting, filthy woman.
So
no, no, no.
Out the window.
To make sure that the dirty, disgusting, filthy woman that's under the sheet had never fucked anybody else,
right?
Because then she's worthless.
Well, and you can tell that night that was an asshole of a husband. How much bleeding? Come on, buddy.
Yeah, really.
Jeez.
you know, the girls would always keep, all the cool girls would keep a little vial of chicken blood.
Just a ketchup packet.
Some Taco Bell hot sauce. You know how that always ends up everywhere. It's at the bottom of my purse, that Taco Bell hot sauce. Well, hang on to it, honey.
This is what blood looks like. Yeah.
From down here, yeah. This is what it looks like. Trust me.
Mine's mild.
Mine's the fire sauce.
Yeah. Mine's that one that's just a cock.
Oh, I love that stuff.
I hate it. I hate hot sauce. I'm like,
you do?
I hate it.
Really?
I've just the most Irish mouth.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't
but
like
down
it.
Below, what if I put some hot sauce up in your Italian parts?
You want to try it?
Yeah.
She doesn't even like garlic.
It's not that I don't like it. I love garlic, but it just does terrible things.
Oh,
it's
my
just
God.
The worst.
It makes her
experience.
Poop her pants.
It doesn't make me poop my pants, but it makes me fart.
It makes you poop your pants
like
and you need a diaper.
My pants.
Here we go.
It's the worst farts. It's the most embarrassing farts ever.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
like,
that's
I can't go in public and eat garlic at the same time. It just doesn't work out, and it hurts, too.
Oh, God.
So it's
I exciting. Just recently.
I'm Italian. Like,
that's hard.
You know?
Like, I just recently had to go gluten-free. Which is horrible and stupid and lame. I know, and I hate it so much.
What?
I get diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, and my doctor told me to be gluten-free, and it helps. And so, but it's tragic because I'm Italian, and I love carbohydrates so much. But the way that I've sort of consoled myself is that, you know, I can live without wheat.
Right.
Because there's so many substitutes. But, like, if I couldn't eat things like garlic and hot peppers and stuff like that.
Can
and there are,
that.
I would truly not want to live anymore.
Can you soak it with some
I can
wheat?
Just soak it.
Just put it in your mouth and soak it.
Put like a napkin over my face and cut a slit in it. Yeah.
Gross. He just gets you eating a baguette through a sheet.
just deep throating it and then like taking it out.
I'm just soaking it, doctor. Oh, sweet Jesus.
So I want gross. That to be the cover of her comedy album.
Soaking
just
it?
Sucking a baguette, like deep throating a baguette
sheet.
Through a sheet.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then because it's a comedy album, it'll have some stupid title. Like,
Soaking it. Nobody gets it but just us. Because I've never heard the term soaking it outside
it's
of you.
You're
the only person who has ever said soaking it
I
to
have
me.
Never heard it either, and I grew up with so many Mormons.
I feel like they would know about
soaking it. The high school I went to, they had you could go a half hour before class, and you would get a credit, like extra credit for Mormon stuff.
Were they teaching about soaking it?
Yeah, well,
in
this is
sex ed.
I don't know. This is it was like
in Mormon sex ed.
But it was a very
that is the most oxymoronic.
Yeah,
it was a very Mormon high school, and so they
what?
Had
in Portland.
I can't remember the name. Yeah, right outside Portland, Vancouver, Washington, technically.
Oh wow!
But you got extra credit, and I was like, how? Like it always bothered me. I was like, how is like
that's
I'm
not
okay
right?
That's illegal.
Like,
that's not right.
It's illegal.
That's yeah. against
like,
the law.
Separation. It always puts
separation of Mormons.
Yes, please.
Separation of Mormons and soaking.
Mormons and soaking.
Oh my gosh, I do have a
but
Mormon
they did.
Friend.
They got a half credit, extra bonus points.
That's wrong.
I didn't even get a gold star for drama camp, and they got
what? What? Did you throw a fit when you did not get a gold star for drama camp?
I think you need to write a really angry Facebook post about it and have it go viral, and we'll forward it all around.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yeah, we definitely care what you did
18 years ago.
Because
that's how change happens, you guys. That is how important social change happens these days.
Be the change you want to see.
How do you guys want to wrap up this fun part time?
Probably just mostly just by soaking it.
Yeah.
Do you want to? You should plug your show again.
Oh yeah.
Everybody
okay.
should go.
Everybody should go. Dead Darling, second Wednesday of the month at Judson Memorial Church. It's free. It's great. It's fun. You can follow our. We're actually the space is being demolished, so we gotta walk. We'll wrap this up really quick. I don't know if you can hear this, but
thank God they're aware that there is a radio station in the Spice.
It's just
the
that there's a radio station here. But do what you need to do. It's like being in Beirut. But
except we're in Hawaii.
Aloha.
Or the thing that is would be really great is if you join the Facebook group Dead Darlings, because Herr Zuckerberg over there on Fascist Book is shutting down the number of invites you can send for events.
Oh, right.
But they don't limit the group pages. So so join me. On an odyssey.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for coming all the way to Hawaii to hang out
ladies,
with me and Diane.
It's been great. The weather is so nice.
Oh, we all got laid.
Let's go soak.
Let's go soak it.
And okay. Tanya and I will be continuing to do Hawaii nights, so
we'll
keep listening.
You next month.
Thank you.
Aloha.
See you next month in Hawaii. Aloha.